You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, welcome back. Midday Mobile, Thursday style. Glad to have you here. Remember, and this will make sense as we get into our next interview, but all these interviews we do with folks that you're going to see on the ballot coming up on Tuesday, well, they're all part of the podcast, and we do every week. These interviews are up. You can go the fastest way, seriously, is use the FM Talk 106.5 app, but you can go to our website, fmtalk1065.com, and hit the podcast tab, or subscribe at iTunes or Stitcher or any of that. There's like a gajillion. That's a technical term, gajillion platforms out there that have our podcast. But when you do, you can go look through and listen, pick out interviews with people that you'll be looking at their names on the ballot coming up on Tuesday, hear what they had to say if you didn't catch it as it happens live, like this. Joining us right now, Jonathan Armstrong, Baldwin County Commission candidate, District 2. Jonathan, thanks for your time.
Good afternoon, Sean.
Afternoon. So let's, first of all, a couple questions, get to know you questions for folks. Your name's not new to this mix, but it's returning. Talk about that.
Well, it's new to about 130,000 people. when I ran the first time, I was at the ripe old age of 29 years old, and of course back then we ran in districts, and there were seven commissioners at that time, so it wasn't quite as a big undertaking as it is now. But anyway, I thought I could do something then, and luckily, I got elected with four new commissioners, and that made the whole dynamic different. We were able to, being one new commissioner with on a seven-member board would not have been that fun, and you couldn't get a lot done, But being one of four new ones, it really made a big difference, and we were able to accomplish a lot.
Now, you running again. What are folks telling you? Is it the same conversations you had with voters in the past? What has changed for District 2? What's changed for Baldwin County?
I moved here in 1997 with my wife. She got into med school. Actually, she got into med school at UAB and at South, so we chose Baldwin County. It just had the most offer. And I'm a small town. Well, I grew up in Dothan, but I'm just a small town guy. I've never lived north of Troy, and anyway, we spent the last 25 years here, and when I moved here in 97, I thought it was the greatest place on earth that I'd ever been, and wanted to shut the door behind me when I got here. And and obviously three or four different commission groups after me, nobody shut the door. So the biggest thing we hear, and this is all three of us, we're together a lot. This race has been very easy, clean, and we're together usually once a week. But we all hear the same thing. It's always growth.
How do you deal with that, Jonathan? Because growth is, I get it, and I hear you too. I'm one of those people that, you love a place. I'd rather be in the country than anywhere, and you want to close the door. But Baldwin County's what has put it on the map so much is the growth, right? The people, the jobs, the amenities, the infrastructure.
Well, let's go back real quick. There was not a lot of jobs in Baldwin County, at least the professional services jobs. You had lawyers, you had, a few engineering firms, and you had, some construction companies. But those jobs have just quadrupled and even more since 2000. And so now there's actually places for your kids to come back. And that was the whole goal for my commission is, look, we want our kids to live here, grow up here, go to the best schools in the state, in my opinion, and then we want them to be able to come back and bring and raise their families here. So that was sort of the priority.
So once you accomplish that, then how do you say, okay, when is, this is that tough question, right? We've grown to this certain point. When is that enough, or when does it need to be slowed down? I mean, you tell me what your feelings are on this.
Yes, that's the question. I tell you, let me explain this. Most of the growth has happened right outside the city limits of the corporate limits of any city in of the municipalities. They've had control over, the planning and zoning outside up to 5 miles. All of them, I think, have pretty much used that. And, of course, that law changes in this January, and then they go back to the corporate limits. and that's their planning and zoning, and then the county will have it, you know. So that's really why this election is so important, because, you know, how the county grows in the future, a lot will depend on the county commission and the planning and zoning of the county and what rules and guidelines we have in place at that time.
So there's areas that haven't, so that for people to understand too, so there's those areas that now, because of the law change, have been the zoning or how the growth is, somebody's been handling in that, but it's not been the county commission, but now it will be.
Well, the law, I think it said the stricter of the two, and the county always just let the cities do it and didn't argue about who had the stricter rules. So, like I said, all the developments are I'd say 90% of them, we're inside of that 5 mile police jurisdiction, or in some cases maybe 3 miles. But for instance, Belfast is a hot issue right now. Foley, outside of Foley, but I'm seeing that the cities are now addressing by moratoriums over high dense apartment complexes and high dense subdivisions. You're seeing a lot turned down that maybe wouldn't have got turned down 5 years ago.
Right. So those changes, from a commission standpoint, as a member of a commission, is there, would you be, if you were elected, would you be a lone voice in that? Or do you think there are other people on the commission or other people that are running for these commission positions that see it the way you're talking about it?
Well, I see it as we just got to have, you know, solid rules, solid guidelines that everybody could sort of agree it's fair. Now, you're never going to please a 5 or 10% on one side and the other 5 or 10% that want, you know, to sell everything.
Right.
But we got to be common sense about it. If a farmer decides he doesn't want to farm anymore and he lives in the planning jurisdiction of the county and he wants to, you know, develop 200 acres, well, as long as it passes muster with it doesn't affect the neighboring property and devalue his property, and he goes by the laws and the guidelines, he has every right to do what he wants to do with his property. You cannot make him farm.
That's true.
So, you know, and some people think, well, I moved by a farm, I want to stay a farm. Well, that's not how Alabama works. It may work that way somewhere else, but Alabama, you have property rights. And they're protected by law, and they would win in court over that issue.
If you're just joining us, part of our conversation here before the primary, and it's Jonathan Armstrong, Baldwin County Commission District 2, running for that. Got a couple questions coming in on the text line here. First of all, Cameron says, can I ask you about Stonebridge and the bridge from 31 to 59, it will be vital to ease congestion in that area.
I hate to say it. I don't know what they're talking about. A bridge. Oh, yeah, wait. 31 to 59.
It says 31-59. This is the problem. You got a Mobile County guy translating this. That's.
I'm not familiar which bridge he's talking about, and I travel from Spanish Fork to Bay Minette every day, right by Stonebridge through there. So I'm not quite clear of that.
All right, Cameron, if you can update that text, I can maybe get that question asked. If you can give me Mobile County guy.
What he's saying, once that's built out, Stonebridge is built out, and there's several thousand. There's about 1,000 homes, I think, maybe 1,200 included in that, and a school. You know, we just had the 4-lane up to 31. And 181 in Spanish Fork. Well, that's going to, you know, the state is going to have to do something on up the road to at least Tom Thumb, which is familiar with the area, because that's a dangerous area right now at certain parts of the day, because there's not a lot. There's some curves, there's some hills, and visibility of the people coming out of Stonebridge. And so anyway.
Okay.
It's going to be a constant battle for whoever is serving to stay ahead of the traffic. And, you know, some people think, well, if you don't have the infrastructure, why do you approve the developments? And it's a good question that we would have to answer.
Speaking of driving and traffic, here's a question. Where is Jonathan Armstrong on tolls? That's all that matters to this texter.
Well, that's probably right now around our area of Eastern Shore, that is the number one issue that I hear about. And I have been outspoken since day one, 2-3 years ago when it first come up. And I'm still, whoever wins this election sits on the MPO board, and the MPO board is the elected officials from the Eastern Shore, Locksley. They have the mayor of Locksley sits on there, but and it's moving forward. But I feel like they are moving it forward to try to get financing, and the toll is not mentioned when they vote. But I would be a little more forceful that I don't care how it works out, the toll's not an option, because as a representative, if elected, of the citizens of Baldwin County and the business community, it's a terrible thing. The Baldwin County, and I'm just going to speak for Baldwin now. I know it's a Mobile Baldwin issue. A lot of our service industry comes out of Mobile, but it should not be funded off the backs of Baldwin County citizens.
So how do you, well, they say that there's, maybe other ideas, I've heard of maybe some tax rebate or something like that. Would that be of interest? I mean, even though, yes, on day one you pay.
Let me give you the best answer I've heard from anybody in politics and anybody who is serving currently. Last week, Lieutenant Governor Ainsworth was at the Eastern Shore Women's Republican meeting, and I asked him, I said, how do you feel about the toll? Because I just wanted to hear from somebody that close to the governor. And he did not check up or hesitate one bit. He says that should never be a toll bridge, and it should be scaled down from what they have designed at this point. He said it's too expensive. So his opinion was, and this is coming from the lieutenant governor, was the same as mine. It's too much, it's too expensive, and the citizens should not be paying a toll on an interstate.
There we go. Now,
here's another suggestion. Okay. My suggestion is, and you don't want to be the guy that always points out the problem and not have a solution. My solution is shelve it. Just plain put it up on a shelf. I do feel like it's part of the port project. They spent a lot of federal dollars on the airport at Brumley and over on the port. And if it's for mega shipping containers, then the federal government will step up.
There we go.
Back to the table.
Wait long enough and you might find somebody other than the folks in Baldwin County that will pay for it. Jonathan Armstrong, tell folks how to get more information about your campaign. They want to read up on you, ask you questions. Where do they go?
Well, you can go to the Facebook page, which is Jonathan Armstrong, 4 County Commission, District 2. I'm pretty, I've been on social media for quite a while, and my personal is just Jonathan Armstrong, and I'll pretty much take any question, and I'm very, everybody that knows me knows I don't run from any of it, and I answer every question. So if you got any more questions, they can call me, and I'll go ahead and put that number out since it's public, 251-232-9014, and I can be reached that way.
Jonathan Armstrong, great to talk to you today, and thanks for being on the show.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you, Sean.
All right, there he is, Jonathan Armstrong, running for Baldwin County Commission District Number 2, and we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5.